Good afternoon. My name is Tatanka Bricka, and I'm the chair of the KPFK local station board. And I am opening and opening the meeting of the governance committee for the local station board of KPFK. It is now 2:32 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. You will see on the screen initial motion of adopted by KPFK Local Station Board March 9th, 2025. Just want to ask before we call the roll and, well, I guess we could call roll first. Yeah, why don't we call roll first? Lee, would you please, our secretary, please call the roll to establish quorum?
Yes, sir. Christina Avalos.
Here.
Christina Avalos present. Thank you. Tatanka Bricka, pardon.
Yes, present.
Tatanka Bricka present. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
Present.
Nikki Hahn present. Thank you. Ian Johnston. Welcome back. Milo Reason.
I'm here.
Milo Reason present. Thank you. And myself, I am present. Lee Thorpe. And Ian Johnston going once. Hearing nothing.
I'm here.
Ian Johnston present. Thank you. All right. So that's six and, out of six. Everyone and, present. And that reaches quorum. Mr. Chair.
Did you ask if Chipasha was here?
I did not. Wow. Pardon me. Chipasha Lechembe. Chipasha Lechembe, are you present?
He needs to unmute. He had a little problem with that earlier.
Yes, I'm here.
Marshal Lechembe present. Thank you.
Okay, so I do believe we have quorum.
Correct.
Okay. Could you put up... Oh, hi, Nikki. Good to see your face. could you put up the... So the motion to reactivate the OSB... Governance Committee. This is adopted on March 9th, 2025. Could you read that so that people are aware of this, Lee, please? And please read slowly because
yes,
we have people on phone as well.
So I'm reading the following motion, which was adopted by the KPFK LSB at the March 9th meeting. The charge of the KPFK LSB Governance Committee is to advise the LSB regarding the following pursuant to the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 7, Section 10.
Take your time, please. Go ahead.
Review all proposed motions before presentation to the KPFK LSB to assure that they are in proper order, including references to citations. 2. Review possible misconduct among KPFK LSB members or affecting LSB members and propose disciplinary actions if appropriate. 3. Catalog and archive in a searchable format all resolutions passed by the KPFK Local Station Board. 4. Carry out such other task as assigned to it by the KPFK LSB or its chair. 5. For clarification purposes only, the Governance Committee shall not be in charge of creating the agenda for LSB meetings. 6. The Governance Committee shall be composed of 3 members of the LSB, elected by the LSB using the single transferable vote method, plus chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer of the KPFK LSB. 7. Additional LSB members and the public may attend regular LSB Governance Committee meetings. That so concludes the... No, it does not conclude. 8. The term of the Governance Committee members shall be approximately 1 year. Members of the Governance Committee shall be elected at the March meeting of the LSB if reasonably possible. That so concludes the motion as adopted.
Okay, thank you. I do want to ask to put up on the agenda here on the screen. I want to welcome the people calling in from the public. I know some of the people here on the LSB board and some of the people in the public are coming in by phone. So we'll try to read what we're doing here so that you can understand it. Are there any requests for excused absences?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to ask request for timekeeper. Nikki, would you serve that function?
Yes, I can. Is it 90 second Well, yes, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go over it. It will be that if we need it. Thank you very much. And approve the governance committee meeting agenda. I want to also welcome everybody that is part of this. This is a business meeting of the governance board. So the governance board will be deciding the business and having conversations together. And we welcome everybody to observe what's going on. So I want to ask for approval of the governance committee agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla Reason. May I move to adopt the agenda?
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. So adopted. The very first thing is in-person. Hold on. I just want to read it. The rest of the agenda. The in-person meeting requirements, which is seen, all this was in the initial longer agenda. We have many, many things to cover in this meeting, and we have 1 hour. Most all of us have other commitments, so we will set another meeting to continue this. So the in-person meeting requirements, we're leaving up to 30 minutes. We don't have to take that long. If we establish it before, we'll move on. Motion for standing rules for LSB meetings, 25 minutes. If we don't, we'll move on. Adjourn time certain 3:30 p.m. Okay, scroll down and okay. So, appendix number 2 here. The LSB chair is requesting that the governance committee discuss the following items and tackle them as a whole or create subcommittees to deal with different aspects. So, number 1, and I'll read the first part of it. And then I'll probably ask you to read it in the future as we go down, Lee. Create a budget for in-person meetings that takes into account the following. Cost of event insurance, which would be a rider on the current KPFK or Pacifica insurance. This event insurance is sometimes referred to as a tulip. Currently, Pacifica has liability insurance, but the cost of such tulips for monthly meetings is not included in that insurance. So I'm just going to go around and I'm going to ask the governance committee members. Nikki, do you have any questions or comments about that? We'll take these one at a time.
No, I can go last, whoever else is on the.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christina, do you have any questions or comments about this?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Myla?
I would like to go after I hear from, I see Ian Johnston is asking to be recognized.
You know what? I can't see the, where is the list of everybody here. Shapasha, do you have any comments? Did you ask to go later? Is that what I heard?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. Shapasha, you have any comments?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still reviewing it and I can pass. I'll come back to it.
Okay, thank you. Ian Johnson?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hear me now.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, barely.
We can hear you.
Okay. So, well, obviously the tulip needs to be updated. I think democracy is part of the bylaws, even as currently now being gerrymandered or whatever. So democracy is something Pacific is going to have to be able to afford as it does its business so successfully, I'm sure. The New Day rulership. So that should just be added. And in terms of the cost, I mean, you know, does their tulip cover the event they held over the weekend at Culver City? And so, okay. You know, this is just part of the cost of doing business and shouldn't cost that much. Otherwise, you know, we've got to raise money at our meetings, just pass around a hat, that. But, you know, I'm sure listeners are going to come flocking back to Pacifica. So that shouldn't be a problem. We should be fail our appeals. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Lee, do you have any comment about that? And then I'll come back to Myla.
Negative.
Okay.
Sure.
Myla, go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to say this. Those people who are advocating for in-person meetings need to create a budget. And that budget needs to include, they need to look into this and figure out how, what the cost will be. And include it as one of the numerous costs in the budget and the proposal that needs to be fleshed out.
Okay, thank you. Let's go on to number two here, which, well, that was my issue. Thank you. Number two, venue location and rental costs. You want to, we'll alternate this. Lee, you want to read that? That'll go down to... through the cost of the venue.
Understood. I think I mixed up a little bit. Okay, there we go.
Number
venue
two.
Venue location and rental cost.
That's it.
So, who will determine where the LSB meetings will be held? And two, what the criteria should be in considering whether a venue is appropriate. Some criteria include A, where in relationship to our listening membership area is it? B, accessibility. The venue must be accessible. C, how much space is necessary? Enough for 25 people, but how much more space for how many more people? D, proximity to freeways, main traffic arteries. E, proximity to public transportation. F, parking availability and cost. And then we have the three, cost of the venue itself. Cost alone is one consideration. Cost may need to be balanced against the above criteria, for instance. Would a free location in Lancaster next to a freeway be better than one close to the intersection of the harbor and Santa Monica Freeway, which cost $150?
Okay, let's stop there. Nikki, any comment or questions or additions?
No, yeah, not at this time.
Okay, Christina?
No, I don't have, not at this time.
Okay. Lee, I'm going to get this over.
My only note here is that, especially after 2020 with COVID and everything, while this is something very inspiring and something which, if in normal circumstances, we should do, I believe, given our present state, assessing most of this will show that to be mostly unfeasible at present time. Keyword here is at present time.
Okay. Ian?
Yeah, I think people are looking for ways to make the thing that the LSB agreed to do last meeting not happen. And this shouldn't be that hard to do since we did it for years and years and years. There are lots of locations that we've used in the past. It's possible we could use a tax write-off in lieu of actual fees. We still have a nonprofit status for the time being. And as a result, I would say that, the minimal cost per month should just be taken into account when we're doing our budget. And of course, it's not like we have currently any idea what our budget is. We don't have a finance committee. The manager is not allowed to look at the books, apparently, under the interim status. And Pacifica is going to have to pay just like it paid in the past. We had meetings all over town at accessible locations. There's a long list of them. We have the spot in Midtown this coming weekend's meeting, which is a fine location, and be able to fit at least 25 people plus some audience. Right there on Pico with a good bus service and not too far from freeways. That's all I have to say. We're looking for excuses, what I hear.
Okay, thanks, Ian. Myla?
Yeah, well, again, I think that if we're going to make this shift from online meetings to in-person meetings, then we have to think it through and make sure that we have, you know, that we do have a budget. This is now something that Pacifica is asking of us, for that we have a budget and a proposal for everything we do that is fleshed out and isn't just sort of like decided willy-nilly. The people on the local station board have made plans. There are a lot of things to consider, and this all of these things need to be taken into consideration. You can't just make a decision with a small number of people in attendance and impose that without thinking it through and having a proposal and a budget in place before you make such a momentous decision.
Thank you. I'm going to add accessibility to bathrooms. Is pretty important. That came about with when we were doing our public event last year, and it's often overlooked. In addition to disability access, I don't know if that. I can't remember if that comes later. I'm only looking at this thing. Okay, thank you. Let's
talk. Tatanka,
equipment number three. Janine.
Tatanka, I'm sorry. I wanted to say something.
It's Christina.
Yes. Things are not how they used to be. We had COVID, and now that this administration is trying to not notify us of other diseases because he's closing down departments, health departments, things are changed. So I really would advocate that we continue on Zoom, especially people like me. I'm disabled. I have a son that he has kidney disease and has no immune system. So I have to be extra careful on where I am and who I'm around with. So my emphasis is things are not the same as they used to be. And if we are going to move towards in person, then we need to consider disabled people, that we continue Zoom in collaboration with in person. If we move towards, in person meetings. But I really advocate that we continue on Zoom.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. I'm going to call an order.
That was Christina. That's me.
That was Christina.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you so much. Nikki?
Yeah. So I will just say, I also think that when we voted, we were saying that the people that can attend in person, like, we're making a space for the people that want to attend in person, and for those that can't, then they can't. I didn't think we voted to move everything to in person because things have changed. There's a lot of people that can't make it. The way that the board is now, like, people participating live very far away, and it costs money also to travel. It takes up the whole day to travel places in LA, even if it's somewhat close. So I thought, you know, we're making the space for the people that want to meet in person, and then those that can't, we're allowed to do Zoom. I was pretty sure that that's what we voted on.
Thank you, Nikki. Chipasha?
Yes. I was going to add that I'm here in the Inland Empire, I think that the in-person meetings will be fine, but I, I just feel like what has to go into organizing it effectively is something that we have to consider. It's a good idea. People, you know, meet together and they interact and that kind of thing. So we just need to make sure that the organization is there to have an effective meeting. Okay. Otherwise, it is an invitation to a lot of problems that will be heightened during the in-person meetings. So I am for it, but you know that the Zoom part of it is very important for some of us who are very far in the Inland Empire here. Thank you.
Thank you, Chipasha, and thank you, Christina, for bringing that up. Ian?
Here I am. Okay. So Janine was asking people for the comments in the chat to be read aloud, and I think she was mentioning that this was not properly posted on KPFTX. Ergo, it does not constitute a public meeting. I would say that, yes, in fact, there was, I think, from Chipasa, I think we had an amendment to allow for, like, hybrid meetings, and I believe that was part of what was passed. Mm-hmm. So that's really not an issue. It should be already part of what we're doing. I hate to break it to people, but Sweden did as well as everywhere else, better than a lot of places that locked down excessively and militantly. COVID was whatever it was, a bioweapon deliberately released most likely, but it certainly wasn't, anything as fatal as the shots that they've given out since then. So people with wiped out immune systems because they're up to date on their boosters should probably be careful everywhere they go, never leave the house. But the reality is we've been doing these meetings in live and in person since we had the new bylaws. And since before that, there was a local advisory board that met that way. Nothing new. People are looking for reasons why this can't happen. I think that's unfortunate. Please, whoever has access to the chat, read what's in the chat because I can't see it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ian.
Tatanka, I'm sorry. This is Myla. I can't figure out how to have the screen sharing and also raise my virtual hand. So I have something to say, if I might be recognized.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So Nikki's absolutely right. There was a provision in the motion that passed that people could also participate by Zoom. And I think that later in this discussion, we'll get to the fact that in order for that to happen, that we need to know that the venue has an adequate way of having microphones and allowing the people who are participating. So it would be hosted on Zoom, presumably, and people at the live venue would be participating from the live venue. And we've got to work out the details there. And if that were the case, then we'd have to be assured that the live venue had adequate, and that'll come later in this document when we get to it. But it has to do with having microphones.
I think that's coming up, Myla.
So, but I just wanted to say Nikki's definitely correct about
that. Okay.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Janine Roan.
Janine's not part of the committee.
Well, yeah. I didn't know Myla is not actually, she's part of the committee.
Janine, I think I was asking the question about this. We really want everyone to be present with this, but this is a business meeting for the committee members. And
well, can you define who Myla is? She's not part of the committee, is she? She wasn't voted in.
You want to go over how the committee was created? Shall we go over that? Yes.
Yeah. Thanks. You were going to ask Lee to tell us who was voted in.
Yeah. There we go. Right at the top here. It was the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, the treasurer, and then the three voted in people. Myla was voted in, Chipasha was voted in, and Ian was voted in. And these are, we're just following the protocol. These are the governance committee members. This is a new thing for all of us. Okay, so let's go on. What?
Mr. Chair, this is the secretary. May I state something?
Yes, go ahead, Lee.
If the individual who is not a member of the board continues to interrupt, I recommend they be placed in the waiting room.
Okay, thank you. I just, if we make an exception for you, we're going to make an exception for everybody, and then it doesn't.
No, I misunderstood. I was just.
So go ahead. It's not a place for you to speak. It's for a place for you to listen, Janine. Let's go on. What's the next thing underneath?
But the public cannot participate. No, it's not on KPFTX.
The public is here to witness.
But no, they can't be. It's not. Business. Tatanka, it's not on KPFTX.
It is on KPFTX.
KPFTX, Janine. That's not.
It is. It's in the agenda on KPFTX. If you click on the governance committee, the agenda, and it's appendix
usually
item
it's
number
in the body.
One.
Usually it's in the body.
Well, people were coming into some of our meetings before and posting like lewd things that was been happening in the past like month or two. So I think they just made it so that, you know.
Okay, I didn't understand that. And these were.
Okay, thank you. Now you do.
These
okay.
were all questions
we're
I had in the chat.
An hour through our time.
That no one was answering.
Okay, let's see. Next thing. Can you scroll down? Where are we now? Oh, there we go. Keep going. Okay, equipment costs and rental personnel costs. I'll do this and we'll go back to you, Lee. So equipment costs and related personnel costs. One, microphones, so that when LSB members speak, their comments can be recorded for the archives and for the public watching via Zoom. The last public, I'll read it over and I'll take my turn. Two, internet, reliable internet, I think it should say. Three, cameras, so that people attending via Zoom can see the speakers at the meeting. Four, monitors, so that people in the live meeting can see the attendees who are also attending remotely. Five, speakers, so that people attending via Zoom can hear the members who are attending remotely. Six, cost of tech people to set up the above and make sure it is operating smoothly. Seven, some of the above may be donated as in-kind donations or in-kind labor. But if this is something that people are going to depend on, then we need to get commitments from the people who will be doing the work and giving or lending the equipment, I think it says down there. I don't know if you can move it up. Can you move that up, Lee? Yeah, the equipment. And eight, develop a plan that the LSB as a whole can vote on to determine how venues, I don't know what it's supposed to say. That's what it says. So let's go back. Let me just go. I'll call on you first, Ian, and then go through the rest of the people. Go ahead, Ian.
Back in the past, I know Terry Goodman used to record our meetings, and I don't know if he was using equipment from the station or his own equipment, but I know he was recording. We also, like when we've had PNB meetings, the station has tasked people to come, like tech people, to come make sure that there was audio at the live PNB meetings, like the one we did at Peace Center a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not impossible.
Right.
These are things that have to be handled, but they're not undoable. And, this is, people are looking for reasons not to do what we passed at the last LSB meeting. And I would think it would be inappropriate if at the governance committee, we overruled the LSB in a small body without a quorum even of the LSB.
Okay.
So I think we should
Thank
go
you.
Forward. I can speak to you, Mr. Chair, if I could finish. Harriet Tubman Center does have good internet connectivity and has audio and microphones. So okay. That shouldn't be a problem this coming month. Thanks.
Thank you. I just want a clarification that this body can't overrule anything. This is a recommendation body for the LSB as a whole. Okay, Lee, your hand is up next.
And so, as Ian Johnson was saying, this isn't impossible. But the main reason why I said at this time, or I don't remember my exact wording, but it's more or less that, is just simply I believe we need to ensure this is properly planned out in full. And we've received plentiful and wonderful advice from Ian Johnston and Jeanine Roan on how we can execute this, where and with what equipment. But I believe having this all properly written down, planned out, and executed in a fashion that's documented is the best course of action to take. And it's wonderful that they have all this set out. It makes the process that much more simpler. But until it's fully set out, I believe should wait.
Thank you, Lee. Nikki?
Since they have a space already, I don't really know how it works, you know, with the insurance or guaranteeing something every month. But if people are doing the work and getting a space and offering it to the people that can make it or want to be in person, I don't see anything wrong with that. It's really helpful. And if people want to still meet in person, that would, since that's what we're supposed to do, if we're able to, then, you know, it sounds like they have something for this weekend. People are going to be there. I unfortunately can't, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's like, if we don't have something set every month, does that mean that we can't do it if it's at the same place? Or, you know, when it's kind of grassroots type things, then it's not as structured. And I don't think that means that it's bad, but obviously it would make everyone maybe feel safer and better if they know, like stated in here, there's parking, there's refreshments, it's easy, it's accessible, and, you know, someone will be there to let them in for sure and all that, those things. So, anyways, yeah, those are my thoughts.
Okay. Thanks, Nikki. Christina.
I don't have anything to say right now.
Okay, thanks, Christina. Chipasha.
Yes, from your position as chair of the meetings, how do you see this working? Because I'm assuming that it will be very difficult for you also to be in person. So how do you see, from the chair's point of view, because he has to control, I mean, he has to manage the meetings. And is it something that will require coordination?
Okay, I'll respond. I'm a community organizer, and I think all this can be done. As a community organizer, I want more in person. I'm also aware of, I have my own opinions on COVID and all that, but I want in person, and we need the Zoom capability as well. So all this is overcomable. This particular portion is just a request that we take everything in consideration, like what was done the last meeting. I think we, on the public meeting that we had, last year, which went very well. We were fortunate that we didn't have any incident that that did require insurance. And I, as board chair, I don't want to put Pacifica or any individual at risk, because there have been incidents in the past that, and so it's not something that is just being made up. So it's just something we have to solve, and I think we can solve it. And just going forward, Chipasha, on your question, I think if we can focus in every one of our meetings on what is our goal, what are the actionable items. We're all leaders here, and we're all organizers here, I believe. And so we can move this thing forward as one body if we end up finding enough work in common, not this dialectic that's been going on between sides in meetings, but get out there and do the work. All right, that's what I have to say. I want a timekeeping.
Yeah, we are on. We're a minute. We're supposed to move on to the next.
Okay. Well, then, thank you. Why don't we go on the next? Everybody, you got this. Read it over. Have conversations among yourself. We need to, continue this at a next meeting. Oh, well, that was the end of it. We just, the thing that was, that's good. We came to the end, refreshments, walk, set up, cleaning, et cetera. Okay, motion submitted by KPFK LSB chair. Motion to create a standing rule allowing two speakers in favor and two opposed to motions brought before the assembly. This is pretty much what we've been doing, and it's common all the way throughout Pacifica, but we never really voted on it. So reason, to allow debate on all motions put before the body unless the motion is out of order. A discussion. Okay, Lee, do you want to read this off? You might read the whole why don't you just slowly read the whole thing, and then we'll kind of see if anybody. Or I'll stop you along the way because it gets to be a lot.
Yeah. Just stop me when you need me to stop.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So discussion. The motion will be read by the proponent or the secretary. The motion will be seconded. The chair will recognize two speakers in favor of the motion and two opposed to the motion, which speakers shall alternate. The proponent will be the first speaker who will motivate the motion, who has 90 seconds. If there is opposition to the motion by more than one person, a second person will speak in opposition. Sorry, I got something stuck in my throat. Give me 2 seconds. All right, 90 seconds. The third, in favor, 90 seconds. The fourth, in opposition, 90 seconds. The LSB will then vote unless there's been a motion to amend the motion on the floor.
Okay, let's stop right there. So it's very simply that it will be 90 seconds. And if there is opposition to the motion, and do I hear a second? So that means there's opposition by more than one person. Then the second person will speak in opposition for 90, the third in favor, the fourth in opposition, and the fifth in favor. And then the fourth in opposition, then we will take a vote. So let's go backwards. And Christina, why don't you go first? Any comment or improvement or, disagreement?
Not at this time. I'll come back to me.
Mr. Chair, this is
Myla, go ahead. You can go second. And then...
I'd like to move that the governance committee recommend that the local station board adopt this motion to create a standing rule allowing two speakers in favor and two opposed to motions brought before the assembly.
So I'm making a motion that
we as a committee recommend that this be moved to the to the local station board as a whole.
Oh, I see. So you want to, okay, we can do this and take it one portion at a time. Is there anybody opposed to this protocol?
I object.
Okay, is there a second to that objection? Okay, well, I'd say there's no second. This is the protocol we've been using. So I would accept that your objection is noted. And I would say that we can agree to this protocol so far.
Mr. Chair, my hand is raised.
Yes, I know it is.
My hand has been raised.
I know it is.
So we're not going to get to my discussion. We're going to just move ahead with this.
Well, there was a proposal to take it in section by section rather than as a whole, and I never thought about that. But I think that's a good idea to see if it all comes together at the end, then we've got something, and we don't have to go back and find which thing is being objected to. So I think we can move ahead and go to the next thing. Okay. The next thing is, where are we?
If I may be recognized, Mr. Chair.
I want to actually move ahead, Ian, because this is the protocol we've been using, and there is no second to your motion. So we're going to move ahead.
I'm actually speaking, well, to the problem that just was exemplified by Myla bringing up a motion during the discussion.
Okay. All right, let's.
If there's only two people allowed to speak, then who's going to bring up an amendment or propose a motion? This is inherently limiting to the body's ability to process what's being put before it.
I don't buy your argument at all, Ian, but you know what? This time, in the interest of time, because we don't have much time, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to read the whole thing and then take a vote at the end, and then we will be out of time. So that's fine. Do you feel heard now?
Okay. Yeah, I have my hand up, and you're calling on other people to speak.
I understand. Let's go on. Sorry about that, Myla. The chair is a little back and forth here. In the interest of time, I'm going to move ahead. If there is opposition to the motion by more than one person, by more than one person, is that where we are? We'll speak in opposition. 90 seconds favor, 90 seconds favor. The LSB will vote unless there has been a motion to amend the motion on the floor. In the case of a motion to amend the motion, there should be a minimum of one speaker in favor, that is the maker of the motion, and one opposed. The chair shall then decide if there should be an additional round of speakers. Then the LSB shall vote on the amendment. Now, you know, let's talk about this, okay? Nikki, any comment about that part of the process?
No, I mean, I think this is the way we've been trying to do things. This is mainly, I guess, is it just that the discussion will only happen by people that have chosen to speak either in for or against the motion, and it just is limited to a maximum of two, and those people will be decided on by the chair or by whoever, like, raises their hand first, I guess. The people
say
their name and say, this is Nikki, I object, or this is Nikki, I second.
On the amendment, there's a minimum of one speaker in favor and one opposed. The chair shall decide if there should be an additional round. It's giving leeway to the chair. If the chair thinks this is a pretty, you know, deserves much, much more than one person on each side. Sometimes it's pretty obvious in a meeting what's going to be said already at this point. So it's just an interest of time. I don't know if that answers your question. Okay.
Yeah.
Christina, and then Lee.
Can you come back to me?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. I can, Christina.
Thank Lee, you, too.
And then Jipasha, Myla, and Ian, go ahead. Lee, do you have any comment on that section?
No, it seems pretty straightforward. It gives time for discussion enough, given the fact that it's more than likely people read the motions ahead of time and probably discuss it ahead of time. So having the brief 90-second period for two people who are either for or against in the meeting is just works.
Okay. Jipasha?
Yes. I think this is a very good idea, the main purpose being to facilitate that the meetings are conducted well and the deliberations are going on faster. I mean, they are not being held up. So that is the purpose, and I don't think that there should be so much opposition. Besides, it is already practice. I think it just has to be formalized.
Yeah, that's right. It's been adopted by other groups. We just haven't talked about it. Let's see, Ian, and then I'm going to come back to Christina. Go ahead, Ian. Ian, can you unmute?
Okay, can you hear me now? Sorry.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I thought I was off. All right. So while perhaps well-intended, I'm not certain, it does seem like what this is going to do is stifle the ability of the LSB to really assess and debate and discuss what's before the body. It feels like it's just a way to grease the skids for things being rammed through the LSB. 90 seconds times two, that's 3 minutes. 3 minutes for, 3 minutes against. And if somebody decides to add an amendment, they can't get their hand raised. They're not going to get recognized. So I just think that, you know, while this may be a general policy that the chair wants to hold, I don't think it's good to set this in stone. It's not conducive to comedy and good governance in the sense that there may be items that, you know, someone else doesn't, who's speaking against it doesn't know, or speaking for it doesn't know. And so to let people who, you know, suddenly hear something and say, oh my God, we got to stop that, or, oh, this needs to be in there, they won't be able to get recognized. And I think that's going to be, you know, very, very efficient, but I don't know if it's going to produce the best results. And, you know, I heard Chipasa mention opposition. Well, you know, opposition is a good thing, a healthy thing, I think, unless we're just acting as an autocracy or a totalitarian dictatorship.
Okay, and thank you. Christina?
Yeah, I think it's fine the way it is.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make a comment that I think the reason this is here is that in my experience over the last year and a half, there have been many incidents where the majority of elected people eventually got to vote, and that the process was so long just adopting an agenda by the people who were not, who were in the minority at this particular time, that it's just a way that has been recognized, not by me, this is by people with Roberts. I mean, I've been through this with many people with Roberts all over the country, and they say you need a little bit of wiggle room here for a chair to decide, is this, is what's happening in really in the name of democracy and free speech, or is it simply just making things go longer and longer so that we never get to the business? So that's what the reason why I think it's there. So I'll just say that. Okay. Did we get to the end, or have we got one more thing?
Oh, hold on. I'll put it back.
Did you have your say, Myla?
Well, no, I just tell me when it's appropriate to make my motion, and then hopefully someone will second it.
Okay, in case the motion, the chair will then decide. Then the LSB vote on the amendment. If the amendment passes, it becomes the main motion. That motion will be voted on immediately, assuming there have been two speakers in favor and two opposed. Okay, so now we have the whole thing. And we're going to...
Can I make my motion now?
Yes, make your motion now.
Okay, and hopefully someone will second. My motion is that the KPFK Governance Committee recommend that the KPFK Local Station Board adopt this motion to create a standing rule allowing two speakers in favor and two opposed to motions brought before the assembly.
Okay. And in clarification, this is not deciding for the main body. This committee makes recommendations to the main body. So this isn't deciding the policy. This is deciding the recommendation of this committee that it be considered before the LSB as a whole.
I second.
Okay. Who is that? The second?
Oh, Christina. Christina.
Did you get that, Secretary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It has been, the motion has been made and seconded. Let's call the vote.
Please. Understood, Mr. Chair. Give me a hot second. There we go. I will now call the vote for the motion, which is to recommend that this motion be adopted by the KPFK LSB. Motion being the one submitted by the KPFK LSB chair to create a standing rule allowing two speakers in favor and two opposed to the motion brought before the assembly. To vote yes is to recommend this motion be adopted by the LSB. To vote no is to go down the recommendation. Christina Avalos.
Yes.
Christina Avalos, yes. Thank you. Tonka Bricka.
Yeah, I proposed it, so I'm voting yes.
Tonka Bricka, yes. Thank you. Nikki Hahn.
Yes.
Nikki Hahn, yes. Thank you. Ian Johnston.
No.
Ian Johnston, no. Thank you. Milo Reason.
Yes.
Milo Reason, yes. Thank you. Chapasha Lachembe.
Yes.
Pasha Lachembe, yes. Thank you. Lee Thorpe, yes. And that comes out to 6-1. The motion is adopted, and this body will recommend to the KPFK LSB that it adopt the motion as so described.
Okay. All right. In our original, thank you, Lee, and thank you, everyone. In our original agenda, which went out, there was supposed to be a little time for me to make comments. I can't even remember what else was there before we end at time certain, about 6 or 7 minutes, because the chair, the vice chair, and many people have obligations, because since this is kind of an emergency meeting that superseded everything else we had going on. So I'm really happy that everybody who came in public showed up. I just wanted to say that I am heartened at this moment, not by what's going on in the world. It makes us all sick, but heartened by the fact that I think from this moment going forward, this body, if we keep our eye on the goal of KPFK, and I believe everyone here has KPFK's best interest. This is the way I operate, okay? But we need to come up with actionable items. And this has been proposed by a number of people here. I'm not alone, and a number of people on this committee. So moving forward, I'm looking forward to that kind of model. It's an organizing model. We have a goal, but not just a really broad goal about justice, like a specific goal. Say it might be involving Inland Empire more in KPFK, or it could be a particular social justice issue. Focus on that particular issue, then come up with actionable items that can be recommended to the overall body. And if a budget is needed, propose the budget. And if we find work in common, I believe that the next 18 months can be very different from the last 18 months, and we can grow membership, et cetera. Myla, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I think that you didn't notice Nikki put in the chat where we should be talking about the next meeting
schedule. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm going to ask the question. Does anybody – I have a proposal that we meet again in 2 weeks, and that it be at same time, same station. It be at 2:30. It be a one-hour time certain meeting. And I encourage people to, if you have a proposal for this body that you want to be discussed, please put it in writing, send it to me, and send it to our secretary, Lee Thorpe. You can put both our emails in the chat. Everybody knows them. And please try to get it, you know, use the next week or week and a half. Make it a week ahead of time, definitely 72 hours ahead of time, because all of us are extremely busy. We want to get it into the agenda ahead of time. But we welcome that activity of the members here to take that initiative, and then to, with their respective communities out there, to get all the help you need to make this a viable governance committee. That's all I want to say. And I believe we're 3 or 4 minutes early, and I know you're happy about that, Nikki, as I am and as a number of people are. So thank you all for getting together. I'm going to declare adjournment of this meeting perhaps 3 minutes early. My name is
Tatanka
Prica.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Ian. We have 1 minute for you, 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Thank you for recognizing me. I'm not sure we actually need a meeting in 2 weeks necessarily unless we have actionable items presented to act upon. We don't have any of those yet. We're going to have an LSB meeting before that. I would suggest we hold off on scheduling a new meeting until we have something to work on.
Interesting you say that, because I was thinking 2 or 3 weeks precisely for that reason, and also because I noticed again that it's 5 weeks between the second. So we'll say have 2 weeks before the meeting. So that would put it, I believe the 25th of June, Wednesday, June 25th at 2:30 p.m. And everybody cool with that? Anybody disagree? Anybody disagree on the governance committee here?
I'm not personally objecting to the time, but I will say that it is hard for people in the public to get an hour off at 2:30, that we might do these at like 7 o'clock instead.
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll go with 2:30 and then we'll put 7 on the agenda. I know I don't have a 7 o'clock, at least during the week. I don't have a 7 o'clock. I'm a very busy person. So for me, I wouldn't vote for that. But anyway, for this time, we'll just do it one meeting at a time, 3 weeks from today. Thank you all. I am adjourning this meeting. My name is Tatanka Bricka, local station board chair, KPFK, and chairing this meeting of the governance committee of KPFK. It is now 3:29, Pacific Standard Time. I call this meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a good one, all.